Once the beer was made, I faced my biggest hurdle yet, getting it into beer drinkers' hands. Distributors all said the same thing. Your beer is too expensive. No one has ever heard of you. So I figured I had to create a new category, the craft brewed American beer. I needed a name that was recognized and elegant, so I called my beer Samuel Adams, after the brewer and patriot who helped to instigate the Boston Tea Party. The only way to get the word out, I realized, was to sell direct. I filled my leather briefcase with beer and cold packs, put on my best power suit, and hit the bars. Most bartenders thought I was from the IRS, but once I opened the briefcase, they paid attention. After I told the first guy my story, how I wanted to start this little brewery in Boston with my dad's family recipe, he said, "Kid, I liked your story, but I didn't think the beer would be this good." What a great moment. 6 weeks later, at the Great American Beer Festival, Sam Adams' Boston Lager won the top prize for American beer. The rest is history. It wasn't supposed to work out this way, but in the end, I was destined to be a brewer. My advice to all young entrepreneurs is simple. Life is very long, so don't rush to make decisions. Life doesn't let you plan.